that we need a cleaner vehicle also. Tell them that we are not public employees. We are independent owner operators of our own business. But DCTC want to track our movement, our passenger movement, 24 hours a day. We are human beings, we are citizens, and we have right to our privacy. Tell them that. That is why we are here to oppose. We are not opposing improvement. We are not, I'll repeat, we are not opposing modernization of our industry. Please, you have to communicate with all passengers.
This is the Taxi Link, brought to you by the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. I'm Pete Tucker with thefightback.org, and I'm joined by my co-host, advisor, neighborhood commissioner, Tony Norman, who's chairman of the board of Pacifica Radio's WPFW 89.3 FM. Welcome, Tony Norman.
Glad to be here.
We opened the show with part of a speech Haimanat Biziwayo, who gave at Freedom Plaza across from the John A. Wilson building the day before the DC Council voted to overhaul the city's taxicab industry in the wake of the back-to-back protests held by the Small Business Association just prior to the vote. Significant changes to the legislation were made, and we'll be discussing those changes and much more this evening here on the Taxi Link. We'll also be taking your calls throughout the hour, so feel free to call in at 703-534-9878, 703-534-9878, and we'll be giving that number out again later. Haimanat Biziwayo, who is a board member of the Small Business Association, will be joining us in studio shortly. And we were hoping to speak tonight with a lobbyist from Creative Mobile Technologies, or CMT, one of the eight companies to compete for the city's five-year, $35 million taxi smart meter contract, which ultimately went to Verifone. CMT and another company, Ride Charge, now Taxi Magic, based out of Alexandria, have filed protests to the Verifone contract, saying the procurement process was flawed. While we aren't able to speak with the CMT representative tonight, we hope to do so on next week's program. Before we go any further, Tony Norman, I'd like to get your thoughts on the latest developments surrounding the Verifone contract and any other opening remarks you care to share. Welcome.
Yeah, glad to be here. Yeah, once again, we're still dealing with that contract that, as you will recall, as we discussed on previous shows, this is a contract that they passed through emergency legislation without any public comment, without a public hearing, and now they are going to reset a date to have a public hearing on a contract that they've already ratified, that there's not any clarity on who's going to administer this contract, exactly how the district is going to benefit from it, and as well as how it's going to benefit the city and taxicab drivers. There's a lot of questions about this particular contract that they had given to this one contractor. And there is even a question of whether or not it was even competitively bid, even though they said they received eight bids on the project. But I'm sure when you look at the requirements, it's so restrictive. Only a few, one or two companies can really meet that requirement. And they already have their minds made up on the company that they really want. So that's really is tantamount to a sole source contract. So this is a very, very disturbing contract, not just for its substance, but also the process that they went through to even put this contract in place. And also keep in mind, they want the Taxicab Commission to administer this contract. Once again, this is a failed commission that cannot even administer its present operation. How is it going to administer the details, the technicality, and oversee a contract of this nature?
Tony Norman, you are chairman of WPFW 89.3 FM, which is the Pacifica radio station in D.C. I should say we're going to talk more about the Verifone contract coming up, and we're going to play Mayor Gray's remarks from a press conference, I think it was July 5th, in which he introduced the district's intent to sign with Verifone. And as Tony pointed out, there are some serious questions with that contract. But I wanted to touch on the importance of WPFW, Tony Norman, as well as the mayor is going to be joining yourself, and I'll be there as well on Thursday on WPFW to pitch for the station. Talk about this.
We have a pledge drive, a mini pledge drive coming up in August, and we're going to open that up with the mayor coming on to help the station. And this pledge drive is where we drum up memberships and donations to the station. Once again, we do this because WPFW is an independent radio station. What that means is that when you become a member, it's in essence a stakeholder. You elect a board, and we report to listeners. So that's what we mean by independent radio. Other major radio stations get money from corporate donations, from advertisements. Therefore, they're not too prone to criticize the corporate interests. So that's why independent radio is very important. And we're having the mayor on this Thursday at 10 a.m. And once again, that's why we tell all of the drivers it is imperative that you become a member of WPFW. It's only $25 a year. And you become a stakeholder in the station. That way we can still criticize and air the issues about taxicab drivers that the major media is not covering. And I think I had an opportunity to speak with the mayor today, and he's very grateful and thankful for media now like WPFW, because when you look at mainstream media, you see they're after him. And the only people who are really airing a balanced approach are independent radio. And so he's very grateful for that. So now I think he can see how it feels. The taxicab drivers have been beaten up on by major media and the insults and the condescending attitude when they write stories about taxicab drivers and the chairman, the insulting chairman that say taxicab drivers are beating up women and dragging them out of their cab driver. This is an insult to all taxicab drivers. They can get, and he went straight to the mainstream media to put that out. And nobody even took the time to go back and verify that statement that the chairman made or that allegation. So that's why you need independent media. That's why the mayor is coming on WPFW, because he's beginning to realize why he needs independent media, because now it's only independent media that's giving him a fair chance to air exactly what it is he has to say about what's happening here.
That's the voice of Tony Norman, who is an ANC commissioner by Howard University, advisory neighborhood commissioner in D.C. and chair of WPFW's local station board. I also serve on that board. And this is the Taxi Link, and we're here on WUST 1120 AM. It's sponsored by the Small Business Association of D.C. Taxi Cab Drivers. And Tony, on WPFW on 89.3 FM this Thursday, you mentioned at 10 a.m. Mayor Gray will be coming on. You spoke with him today. I actually bumped into Mayor Gray yesterday. I went to the press conference regarding the streetscape in Adams Morgan, which is right around the corner from the station. And Mayor Gray did a pitch that for Thursday's event. So we're going to go now to Mayor Gray's pitch for Thursday's event.
Hi, this is Mayor Vincent Gray. I'm looking forward to being at WPFW Thursday at 10 a.m. to be able to support the great work that the station is doing and make sure it continues well into the future.
Thank you so much. So that's Mayor Gray coming on Thursday on WPFW. And for folks who want to get memberships to Pacifica Radio's WPFW, they can do that in any number of ways, including coming down to the gas station at 15th and U Streets Northwest. We're going to be there directly following the show. We get there as quick as we can. So we're going to try and be there by 9 and stay till 10:30 p.m. It might take us a couple minutes more than that, but we try and be there right by around 9 p.m. This evening. So come on down to 15th and U if you want to continue the conversation, you have a comment or question, and just want to meet us, we'd like to meet you. And also if you want to become a member of WPFW. But Tony, can you take a second to your thoughts on Mayor Gray, who has put forward the legislation that a lot of drivers, and there are some real problems with this legislation, and drivers have a number of problems with it, but also your position that right now is a time when the media is targeting him. So it's a difficult balancing act for drivers who are both concerned about the policies put forward, but maybe also concerned that Gray is being unfairly targeted.
Yeah, he can be he is being unfairly targeted. And I know there's a lot of taxi cab drivers say, well, he deserves it. And there may be some truth to that because they're upset with a lot of the things that he did with the Taxi Cab Commission. In fact, I've spoken with the mayor about the issues related to taxi cab reform, and we've had him on WPFW a number of occasions. I think it boils down to the mayor is just simply not truly familiar with the details of how this legislation is going to affect everyday taxi cab drivers. A lot of that has to do with the information he gets from Ron Linton. And it's not like the chairman of the taxicab commission is that knowledgeable of taxicab issues. He gets it from the major lobbies, from the hotel industry and the hospitality industry, and he forwarded it to Gray. So a lot of that is just due to his lack of knowledge and ignorance about how this legislation is going to affect the everyday driver. But once again, just because he's beating up on, I think he's beginning to realize why he needs supporters. He knows taxicab drivers supported him when he ran for mayor. And to some extent, they didn't really educate him on specifically what they wanted. And that's one of the things we tried to get them to do earlier this year. When you have the mayor, when he first come into office, and when you see an opportunity, we should have submitted legislation and regulations that we feel would better affect taxicab drivers and not wait for the lobbyists to do it. So that's why you have a mayor that's uninformed. And I know, like I said, a lot of taxicab drivers think that the mayor deserved what he get. They're very angry with the mayor, and they have every right to be angry with the mayor. But now the mayor is being wounded. And he still has an opportunity. He still has a chance in office to do a lot of things for taxicab drivers. I think he's beginning to come to find the error of his ways. Now is the time. It's just like you have a bear that always chase you and always trying to come after you to destroy you. And now this bear is in distress because a couple of wolves are after him and they're biting him. We're gonna save this bear from these wolves from killing him. And now we have that bear as an ally. The same is the situation here. I think that you have a mayor who is really being wounded and chased and being bitten and after by this mainstream media. And I know that taxicab drivers are angry, but trust me, he is beginning to realize the mistakes that he's made, particularly in the people who supported him before. And now, you know, there's an old saying we used to have that the people that you turn your back on your way up, you're going to see them again on your way down. So while he's being beaten up on, he's running into the same taxicab drivers that helped him on his way up. So this is an opportunity for us to fairness is fairness. And we have to stand for fairness. We have to stand for righteousness. And this is an opportunity that we can protect the mayor, not so much because he's mayor or because he's Vincent Gray, but because what the mainstream media doing is wrong. And they did it to taxicab drivers. So I would encourage and employ taxicab drivers to be fair. And this is an opportunity for the mayor to make a turnaround. It's an opportunity for the mayor to make a change.
I also think that a lot of times we get into this mindset that all the power rests with the top, whether it be the president or the mayor. And in fact, it seems to me as I look at these things play out that a lot of the politicians, they have to kind of go with the flow in most instances. And the flow is oftentimes determined by the media. And when you have the media constantly beating down on drivers, then it really forces the politicians, even if they have a conscience, even if they want to do right, they can't really go against the trend of so-called reform when all the media is pushing for it so hard. And I think that points up yet again the importance of what the Small Business Association has done by creating this time here on WST, as well as the importance of WPFW, of supporting independent media. Because when you get that other point of view out, you have a chance of getting an alternative viewpoint. The drivers aren't just about beating up their passengers, and they really don't discuss on the media about what drivers are going through. People are trying to raise their families. People are not able to bring in the money they need to provide for their families. That should be the lead, but instead that is constantly buried, if it's even mentioned at all.
And like I said, one of the biggest problem is I know people, once again, they're angry with the mayor. But it's this Chairman Linton. I know he appointed Linton at the behest and suggestion of his the mayor's administrator, and that's Alan Liu. But this Linton is a person that really has to go. He's the one that the mayor is relying on, and I think we need to educate the mayor that this guy is giving you bad advice. This is really the problem. Is the chairman of the taxicab commission and many of the people on the taxicab commission that are very ignorant to how these regulations and all of this is going to affect taxicab drivers individually. And he's getting bad advice. And Linton is getting his advice from the major hospitality industry. We need to pull the mayor's coat and educate him on this. We have a good opportunity to do that now because now he's beginning to see that a lot of his so-called allies are running away from him. They're running for the hills now that they think that he's in trouble. And so now we want to stand and say this is still an opportunity for the mayor to do something for the taxi cab industry and to do something for taxi cab drivers. He has an opportunity to reform himself.
I want to turn to a clip from a July 5th press conference in which the district announced its plans to sign a five-year, $35 million contract with Verifone. In his remarks, Mayor Gray discussed taxi age limits, phasing out of vehicles older than 7 years by 2018, the 50-cent surcharge, moving to one color, and more. And after we play the clip, we're going to be joined by Haimanot Biziwai, who joins us now in studio. Gray said, this is the next step in our taxi cab improvement program. We go to that clip now.
And GPS tracking as well as internet access, among a number of other things that will bring us from, at best, being in the middle of the pack to being now, we think, near the top of taxi cab operations in the nation. Some of you will recall that we permitted a surcharge to be imposed as the gas prices escalated. We also approved earlier last year a fare increase and also a lifting of the $19 cap, which was imposed upon trips. The contract was agreed to late last week, and I am today sending it to the council and recommending its swift approval, which I hope will occur as soon as next week. This will be a $35 million contract over a period of 5 years, total for the 5 years, and Verifone will install, maintain, and operate the system. The only cost to the drivers will be a modest installation fee. Again, the drivers will not be expected to pay for the new meters. They will be paid for out of the proceeds that will be generated by this new approach. The cost of the system will be paid for from a fund that will be fueled by a 50-cent surcharge per ride. Starting in fiscal year 13, which is October 1st, of course, that fund will also pay for the operations of the taxi cab commission. Their budget is about, I think, $2.4 a year. Okay, so $2.4 million a year. This means that the taxi cab industry in the district is moving to a user fee supported budget, and no general tax revenues will be used in the future to fund the operation of the taxi cab commission. It will result in several million dollars of savings to the district's general fund. It also means that the 50 cents rider charge will be paid not only by people who live in the District of Columbia, but anybody who uses the taxi cabs in the city, which would be people from outside the city as well as those who are visitors to the city. This is the next step in our taxi cab improvement program. We also have developed there's a regulation that has been developed that calls for vehicle modernization by 2018 that will phase out all vehicles that are over 7 years of age. We also are now committed to moving towards a single color scheme. That obviously will take time, but ultimately we will have one color scheme that will identify taxi cabs here in the District of Columbia. And we're going to increase the number of wheelchair accessible vehicles in the District of Columbia to accommodate people with disabilities. I am absolutely delighted that we have reached this stage. It's something that we promised that we would do, and it's something that we now have delivered on.
That was Mayor Vincent Gray speaking at a July 5th press conference with Verifone, where he and other district officials announced the city's plans to sign a five-year, $35 million contract with the taxi smart meter company. That contract is now being protested by two of the companies which unsuccessfully bid on the contract. I'd like to welcome Haimanot Biziwaihu to the studio, a board member of the Small Business Association. And Haimanot, I want to get your opening thoughts as well as your response to what Gray said. This was a press conference, interestingly, where he announced a number of things, including that there would be a modest installation fee for putting in the meters. But then just a few days later, following the back-to-back protests held by the Small Business Association, the city announced drivers would not have to pay anything for the installation fee, which is estimated to be between $300 and $500. So it just seems another example of the importance of organizing. But I want to welcome you, Haimanot Biziwaihu, to the Taxi Link.
Thank you very much.
Welcome
thank
you back, I guess.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I was there on July 5th when the Mayor Gray gives this press conference. And, well, I think one thing that people have to understand, drivers, riders, and the city administration, and also the city council understand, is that drivers or the Drivers Association are not against the modernization of our industry. The problem we have here is when we take this the Verifone deal as the two companies who compete unsuccessfully for the bid to become one of the vendors of this equipment, it looks like the process, a flawed process. And we are going to see what's going to be unveiled, I mean, through this complaint. I don't think the mayor really understand what's happening here. Or I heard you mentioning that this process being, Tony mentioning that the chairman of the Tax Cap Commission is doing all these things, but I'll go as far as back to the previous chairman of the Tax Cap Commission. This process has started during that time. And with Dinari, the number one architect of all these regulation changes, now we are here in the point that I think Linton is carrying over to what Dinari and Sue Nguyen was doing at the time. So the mayor just won't, is hearing from different directions, especially from the hospitality, the hotel association, and what, and they are giving what the hotel association is asking. We, the drivers who have first-hand knowledge or of the industry, were giving our input so that our industry can be improved. For some reason, Linton, and as well as the mayor, I don't know whether he's doing it purposely or not, is not listening to our input. I mean, our suggestions, our input. Well, we are not going to stop here. We are going to continue to educate the mayor, the city council members, and including the Tax Cap Commission chairman, that this is an ambitious thing that they're doing. If they won't really are working to improve the industry, I mean, the modernize the industry, that the tax cab drivers and its association should be part of it.
Hyman, you mentioned educating the mayor, the city council members, as well as the taxi cab commission. What role does educating the public play in that? In my experience, when you're able to move the public, then the elected officials and the not elected officials, like the taxi cab commission, oftentimes may follow.
Yes, yes. We have to do. We have to do a lot of work on educating the passengers. The passengers didn't really understand what's happening here. The only thing that they see is that they need the credit card machine, the credit card system, which is drivers are for it, and they need really want to have cleaner cabs. Yes, we are going even before. That this is a DC Tax Cab Commission passed that these regulations. Drivers were in the process of changing their cars, bringing newer vehicles, good condition vehicles. So on top of that, if we install this credit card system in our cabs, our drivers are going to stand with us. The only thing they were not supporting us because of this lack of service. And now, some drivers, passengers, when we explain, and when I, some of the drivers, the passengers, when I engage with them about them modernizing this, the so-called modernizing this, the taxi industry, when we tell them that the money is going to come from them, and that money is not, as the mayor said, is going to go to the city. This money is going to go to the Verifone, which is one vendor who's going to get lion's share of this $35 million. So we have to educate the passengers, the DC residents especially, that the money is not going to come to the city fund. I mean, the city treasury. So if we explain that to them, and that the drivers are in the process of installing this credit card system and navigation device, then I am sure that they will be stand in support of us.
That's the voice of Haimanot Biziwai, who is a board member of the Small Business Association. Tony Orman, do you have any thoughts you care to share? I'm going to give out a couple of numbers, but before I do, I want to get any thoughts you may have.
Except to say that, this is a situation where involving with the mayor, I think a lot of it is due to the mayor's ignorance about a lot of this in terms of what he was pushing for and not being knowledgeable. So, yes, he is at blame because ultimately he is the mayor and he has put forth this reform legislation. So he does bear the responsibility of what's in this bill and why it's negatively affecting the average taxi cab driver. So you can't separate him from what's going on now. So he is 100% to blame for a lot of this that's going on because he is the mayor and he's in charge of the policy. And also, that's what I'm saying now, I think that may be an opportunity that since he's been beaten up on and he was following the mainstream media, now he may be more empathetic and see the error of his ways. And there may be an opportunity for the mayor to try and do some things now that can help the independent taxi cab drivers. But he is definitely ultimately the responsibility and the blame of all of this that's going on because he is authorizing. He's the one that's going to have to sign this contract, and he's the one that's putting his name on all of this. And I think Haimanot was right. All of this started even before the mayor, and this movement started before the present chairman. So it is a major movement, basically, of the big companies to squeeze out the small taxi cab drivers. And it started years ago. So that's why we should educate the general public, educate the public officials, and educate the mayor who is now on the run.
Haimanot, can you talk about the importance of organizing? You've seen the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers, which came into existence shortly before the Medallion Bill, coincidentally, shortly before the Medallion Bill was put in. And the drivers, the Small Business Association, did a great deal to defeat that. And now it seems like, we talked to a lot of drivers, they say, well, we need a union. And I explained to them, well, you have the Small Business Association. I mean, a union is, as I understand it, is working folks coming together to protect their collective interests. And here you are. I mean, you come on this program, you speak to the media. You don't talk about the fact that you're chairman of UVC, United Ventures Consortium. It's a taxi cab company. It's not because you don't care about that company. You don't spend tremendous amount of hours working to protect the interests of members of that company. But when you come out, you speak on behalf of the Small Business Association. Talk about, why you put your business interests. I mean, I guess they're, you really put forward the collective needs of the drivers here. Talk about why you do that.
Well, in the first place, why the UVC, United Venture Consortium, as you said, it is a combination of the federation of six tax companies was formed was just to protect the interest of the drivers. That is a driver-owned company which stands for the rights of the drivers. Without the drivers staying in business, with the drivers maintaining their business, that company is not going to exist. So it is very vital that the drivers maintain their business, we maintain our business, in order for the companies to stay in business. So that is the whole purpose of forming that company. That is why every time I appear on the radio show or teleconference or engage with the drivers, that I really don't talk or mention about that company. I talk about highly about the association. And you mentioned that drivers are asking to form a union. I myself and a few from the association who have contacted some union organizers, and the information that we get from there is, in order to form a union, that a group of workers has to be a payroll employee, meaning that they get a check from a company. So we are an independent owner operators or self-employed people. So to form a union as an independent or self-employed people, I don't think it's possible, but it's not is Sarah, right now as we speak, we are communicating with some people from FL-CIO that if there is any way that we can join their union, or they're willing to explore that like they did in New York for the New York Taxi Alliance. So if there is anything that can be done in regards to that, then we'll do that. We'll join the union. But right now, the Small Business Association, if it's an association and it's doing a union supposed to do. So it is very important that each and every driver joins this association, because the association, as you said, it was formed a little before the Medallion Bill was introduced and accomplished, as far as I'm concerned, accomplished a lot of things for the drivers, including very recently about this the Merit Pay Bill, which was introduced and passed and became law. We, as the association, the Small Business Association, were able to successfully negotiate or engage in discussion and have a lot of amendments done to this original bill, which was introduced by Mary Che. Very critical issues were amended.
You have a general meeting coming up, tentatively?
Yes, we have tentatively scheduled a general meeting to talk to the drivers. This is scheduled tentatively for August 19. If everything goes as planned, we will distribute flyers. We'll announce through this radio station and also with the teleconference and other forms of communicating means. But tentatively is scheduled for August 19. And the reason for that is we are going to talk directly to the drivers what our next step will be regarding our industry.
That's the voice of Haimanot Biziwayihu, who is a board member of the Small Business Association. This is the Taxi Link, sponsored by the Small Business Association. I'm Pete Tucker with thefightback.org, and this show, as the past ones, will be posted at www.thefightback.org, joined by my co-host Tony Norman, ANC Commissioner, Chair of the Board of WPFW 89.3 FM. And directly following this show, Tony and I will be headed down to the gas station at 15th and U Streets Northwest. So if you want to continue the conversation, talk in person, become a member of WPFW, any or all of the above, come to 15th and U directly following this show, 9 to 10:30. Before we go any further, I'd like to give out three telephone numbers, so if you're driving, you may want to pull over. I'm going to give out the number to listen to the show on your phone. A number of drivers have said that it's difficult to get the program to come in clearly on the radio, so in a moment I'll give out that number to call in order to listen to the program via your phone. I'm also going to give out the number to call into this program again, and we're going to be taking calls for the remainder of the program, so please call in with any questions and comments you have. Lastly, I'll give out the number for the Small Business Association's Taxi phone conference in Amharic, which begins directly after this program. So for Amharic speakers, right at 8:30 p.m. as the Taxi Link comes to an end, the Amharic phone conference begins. Last week, there were some technical difficulties with the phone conference, but it'll return this week. And momentarily, we'll be speaking with Ermias Wosenu, who hosts the phone conference. By the way, you can find past programs of the Taxi Link at thefightback.org. As I mentioned, and this show will be posted there by Monday. I'd like to now give out those three telephone numbers, beginning with the number to call in if you want to listen to the show via your phone, which a number of drivers have reported is preferable. That number is 832-225-5330. Again, the number to listen via your phone is 832-225-5330. I'd also like to give out the number to call into the program if you have a comment or question you'd like to share. And by the way, all these numbers, you can go to thefightback.org and get all these numbers. The number to call in with a question or comment is 703-534-9878. 703-534-9878. Lastly, I'd like to give out the number for the Amharic Taxi phone conference, which begins directly after this broadcast at 8:30 p.m. The number to call to listen into the phone conference is 712-432-3100, 712-432-3100, and then you enter the following code, 465-140-465. Again, this information is posted at thefightback.org. Joining us on the line now is Amir Swosenu, host of the Saturday Evening Taxi Phone Conference in Amharic, which begins directly following this program. Welcome, Amir.
Thank you, Pete.
Talk a little bit about, you had some technical difficulties last week. Talk about the phone conference and what you'll be discussing this week. And each you're now back to the regular schedule each Saturday?
Yes. As you mentioned it, first I would like to say thank you for the show. It's a very nice show. I heard every week. I really appreciate you. It's educating a lot of things for most drivers. After I say this, as you know, last week the teleconference was not transmitted because of the technical problem. But this week we are ready to we continue as usual. So we prepared about what's going on in the taxi cab commission in many directions. So we are ready. After this Taxi Link radio show by 8:30, we'll continue the taxi the Amharic teleconference.
Amir, I want to commend you because it is critical that drivers know what's going on, and this is an ingenious idea. A lot of drivers are, out and about trying to, make a living, earn some money on Saturday evening so they can listen into a phone conference. And so you've just kept it going, and it's encouraging to know that, it's going to be each Saturday. And I hope that for drivers who speak Amharic, they get the word out and tune in because it's a very valuable service that you're offering.
Yes, it's very valuable service. Many people learned about the industry a lot from this teleconference. So we'll keep teaching, organizing in the grassroots level, the drivers. Basically, we have very simple idea. We just need to protect the driver's rights, also the customer's rights. This is what we're educating the drivers. We're not one-sided, both sides. We need just understand the industry. If anything mistake happens by the drivers, we educating that kind of thing is not happen again. Also, same time, when the taxi cab commission and other administration levels going out of procedure, fingers and doing something wrong on the cab drivers, that's we just giving them awareness, what's going on in the industry. So it's valuable information. So Small Business Association doing a lot of things. This is Amharic teleconference, one of the parts. This is the Taxi Link show, it's another part. Also the Manzali newspaper, prepared by Will Martin. It's another instrumental to reach out and education the drivers. So Small Business Association doing a lot of things to give much knowledge and awareness for the driver. I believe many people, many drivers benefited from this. We'll keep continuing this, Pete.
Thank you so much, Amir, who hosts the Saturday Evening Taxi Phone Conference in Amharic, which begins in about 23 minutes at 8:30 p.m., directly following this program. And again, the number to call to listen into that is 712-432-3100, and then you enter the code 140465. We have a number of calls. We're going to turn to phone calls in just a minute, but I wanted to get Tony Norman, if you have any thoughts that you want to share, and Hymenot as well, before we turn to the phone lines. Tony Norman.
Except to say, once again, that's why we're here to be a service for the independent taxi cab drivers and inform the taxi cab drivers and also take it back and inform the general public about the concerns of the taxi cab drivers. And that's why I think radio stations and programs like this, and that's why we're encouraging WPFW to carry some sort of regular programming that address the issues and deal with taxi cab drivers sometime in the fall or something. But we can only make that happen with our stakeholders and our members and have independent radio. We have a much broader signal. WPFW goes all the way to Baltimore. It's a very, very powerful signal. It's a very, very powerful medium to get the taxi cab message out there. And we want to make sure that that message get out there through WPFW.
Just a couple of quick notes before I get your comments, Hymenat. A couple of news pieces. In a Friday evening press release, the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission announced the shutdown of D.C. Express Cab Company for a variety, I'm quoting here from the Taxi Cab Commission, for a variety of taxicab violations, including failure to maintain a D.C. administrative office and not maintaining the minimum required number of vehicles, which is 20. And also this week in a Twitter exchange with the mayor, a taxicab passenger, Blair Hinderleiter, tweeted at Mayor Gray, quote, he said, quote, cab driver arguing with me about AC, telling me it's not hot outside. Seriously, I'm the customer, right? Question mark, explanation point. Mayor Gray tweeted back to Blair Hinderleiter, quote, you have the right to request the driver adjust the climate controls, get his info and report it to the taxicab commission, end quote. Also this week, in an interesting interview with the Washington Post, Mike DeBonis, Uber CEO Travis Kalanick claimed DC's taxi industry is very well embedded in the government. It's an interesting claim and an interesting interview. DeBonis begins his article with these words. Uber CEO Travis Kalanick played City Hall lobbyist this week, visiting D.C. council members in the John A. Wilson building to build support for the San Francisco-based luxury car service. And we'll link to that article at thefightback.org. And in a follow-up article, DeBonis took the Uber CEO to task for his continued protesting of Ward 3 Councilmember Mary Che's efforts to require Uber to charge a minimum fare of $15. And this is a major issue, Hymenat, one which Councilmember Che has said that she'll be holding an issue on Uber in the fall. Your thoughts on what's taking place with Uber?
Well, when Uber is a talk of the town these days, and I am glad some of the council members are still believe that Uber doesn't have to get come to the city freely and destroy the taxi cab industry. But there are also a few council members look like in support of Uber. But what other association is going to continue educate those council members who are in support of Uber? I mean, we are not against bringing that as a service here. We're not. We don't fear competition. We have to be. We can as a taxi cab driver. I just want to compete with these people, but we want the playing field to be level for us. Uber just want to get both ways. When the business is high, they're gonna charge a higher price. When there's no business, they're going to bring their price down and charge as taxi cab drivers in the process undercut our business. We will continue. The association is going to continue to educate the council members that Uber has to be regulated. And while we're doing that, what I believe in my mind is, and I believe the association will believe in, is that we don't have to sit down and wait or beg the council members to pass a legislation so that Uber cannot take our business away. We can, as a driver, we can stop Uber from taking our business away. What we have to do, we have to follow the same business model like Uber. Uber doesn't have a car. Uber's drivers are not licensed. Uber cars are from all over the states, Indiana, Chicago, West Virginia, and everywhere. We don't even know whether they have any insurance. I don't think they have a commercial insurance like the taxi cab drivers do. And those, we have to tell the drivers, when they ride the Uber car, when ride on the Uber car, if there is an accident happens, that even if they don't have a commercial insurance, they are not covered. That's an illegal operation as far as I'm concerned. But if we follow the, as I said, they don't have a car, they don't have a licensed drivers, but we have a car, we are a licensed drivers, we can follow the same business model. We can, this is an application. Uber is just the only thing Uber doing is, it's making convenient for the riders to request a car. And that application, using that application while sitting, while relaxing in the bar, that car will come and pick him up from the front of that restaurant. We can do that. We can use the same sort of application. We can download it. I am sure the majority of drivers have a smartphone these days. We can use the same kind of application and drive Uber out of the city. We don't have to wait for the city council to pass legislation to stop Uber from operating from this city or regulating. But drivers, the Small Business Association is working and contacting and with the people who develop such kind of application. we, as soon as we discover, find out which one is best, we're going to work for us, we're going to pass it to the drivers, and drivers this time has to listen. And immediately when we tell them, if they download that application and they start using it, we can stop Uber. Well, further, this will be further. We'll discuss about Uber in the coming weeks. Further discussion is very important here. We're going to educate the drivers. We're going to educate the public. We're going to educate the city councils from to stop Uber from taking our business away.
That's the voice of Haimanot Biziwayihu. This is the Taxi Link, brought to you by the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. I'm Pete Tucker with the fightback.org, joined by my co-host Tony Norman, an ANC commissioner. We've been running late and kept phone callers on the line for a while. Apologies for that. We're going to turn now to the phones. Welcome to the Taxi Link. Caller, welcome to the Taxi Link. You're on the air.
Is this me?
Yes, welcome.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Peter. My name is Minte. I was listening to this program since inception, and today there, I hear a little bit different tone from Mr. Tony, which I don't agree with that, especially giving a little bit soft heart for the mayor. He may understand me why I'm saying that. The mayor didn't listen to us, whether he was ignorant on our issue or whether he didn't want to listen to us because we are a small people, as they call it, if you will, and we don't have a big power, especially money power. He was listening to the hotel industry and other powerful lobbyists for big companies. And if he was ignorant, actually, we knocked the door so many times in the mayor's office and beside in different, council members' office. No one listened to us at that time. Now, as Tony said, the mayor is wounded now. He might be, on the verge of, leaving his post. So now we have this kind of, soft hurt for him, saying that, he may be ignorant on our issue. Now, he can be ignorant on our issue, but why he didn't try to learn our issue? Why he didn't call us to the table? Why he didn't want to talk to, about what the Taxi Cab Commission was doing on us? Now, listen, a couple of weeks ago, they passed the regulation to inspect our cars in addition to every 6 months that we have an inspection. Now, they pass this regulation. At any time, anywhere, any point, they can, put this checkpoint and check our car as if inspection, just like inspection are doing. Now,
Minty,
the hacker...
Can you wrap
hacker,
up?
I'm sorry, you're talking to me?
Yeah, you've raised a number of good points. Can you wrap up and we'll get responses?
Yeah, sure. And the hackers also, they can stop you anytime only for the purpose of checking your car, which we are making every 6 months anyhow. Now, when this kind of regulations are coming out, the mayor doesn't even, allow us to talk about this. He don't want to hear us. And in addition to that, he didn't have time for us. Now he has time because he's on the verge of losing his post. But anyhow, I'm a little bit emotional. But I don't agree with what Tony said and with his analysis. If he can explain for me, I appreciate that. Thank you, Pete.
Thank you very much. And we do appreciate the call. And we have a number of other callers to get to. And I want to get Tony and Haimanot's response. And I would just add my two cents here, which is that it's not so much about Mayor Gray. I think the task ahead of drivers is to continue to reach the public. That's how the Medallion Bill was beat, which drivers turning their own cars into little mini radio stations, talking to passenger after passenger. And that's how this bill got, and first of all, a number of gains were made thanks to the Small Business Association, which Haimanot can touch on more if time allows. But this bill was pushed through because the media pushed it through so hard, and drivers don't have a way, don't have a radio station, although, WPFW's done a good job, and this is important, but it's critically important that we find ways for driver's voice to crack into what has just been almost a campaign against drivers. But I want to get Tony and Hymenot's response before we go to the other callers we have waiting.
I just want to say the caller is absolutely right. We don't want to take the mayor off the hook. He is 100% responsible for the things that happen to the drivers. The thing that I say is, where do we go for the future here? The mayor is running for his life. What do we, how do the taxi cab drivers benefit in this particular opportunity? Now, there's going to be a lot of other issues that's coming up that's going to affect taxi cab drivers. And we don't know how long this mayor is going to be in office. Maybe he might even be to the end of the year. We don't know. But because while he's on the run, there are a number of issues that the mayor still have impact on that we can change. And we can utilize that for the future to have to force the mayor now to make those changes that he felt he was too powerful to do. So I think that that's my position is, where do we go for the future in dealing with this particular mayor? But you're absolutely right. The mayor is 100% responsible for many of the things that he is instituting in this particular issue. So let us use this to our advantage to benefit, because I don't even think he has yet to sign this new taxicab legislation. He has not signed it as far as I know. So we still have a window of opportunity to force this mayor to do some things. And I'm not trying to get this mayor off the hook. I'm trying to do just the opposite. We can still force this mayor to do some things that will benefit the independent taxi cab driver.
Hymenot Biziwayo.
Well, thank you. I think the mayor has to take a full responsibility when it comes to this industry. Not only him. Mind you, the law, there is three branches of government here. The law, the bill will introduced by the city council, and this is the city council who makes a law. And the mayor has to sign into a law, the bill into a law. But still, we have to work, educate. We have to do a lot of educating on the city councils, because they are the one who's going to propose this bill and pass it to the mayor for his signature. And even if the mayor does want to sign this into law, it still can come back. And if it has a 2/3 majority of the city council, still they can override him. So we have to work on both legislative branches to educate about the issues we have about our industry. But as Tony said, as the caller said, the mayor has to take a huge responsibility in what is happening to the taxi cab drivers too.
And I would just add again that I think politicians follow the media, and if we don't get drivers' voices out there, no matter how brave a politician is, they can't go against the flow of public opinion. And I think if the public knew what drivers were going through and how they were hurting, the public opinion would be very different. We have to find a way to get drivers' voices out there. Let's go to the phone call, to the excuse me, to the phone lines. Caller, welcome to the Taxi Link. Caller, hello. Welcome to the Taxi Link.
Hello, is that Al Parker?
Yes, it's you. You're on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Al Parker. I'd like to make an announcement about a taxi cab meeting that we're having on Monday, July 31st. Okay, so Dominion of DC Professional Taxi Drivers Association. So it's attention for all taxi drivers. It's on Monday, July the 30th, 2012. The time is at 1 until 5 p.m. at Tacoma Park Middle School, 76. 11 Piney Branch Road, Silver Spring, Maryland, 209-0910.
Okay, thank you so much. So
we have information that probably helped with the situation for the taxi cab drivers.
Well,
thank you
so much for that call. And I know, Hyman, you mentioned earlier that the Small Business Association has an upcoming town hall as well coming up.
Yes, on it's tentatively scheduled on for August 19th. 2012, but we are going to distribute flyers, and we're going to announce it on the radio, on the teleconference also. Yes.
I quickly wanted to turn to a clip we opened the show up with, which was, Hyman, that was you speaking at a protest at Freedom Plaza in front of the city council in the John A. Wilson building. The Small Business Association held back-to-back protests the day before and the day of the vote on Mary Chase Taxi Overhaul Bill. One of the biggest changes the Small Business Association helped bring about was creating a 24-hour delay period before the Taxicab Commission receives the tracking data, which will be sent then anonymously to the Taxicab Commission, another major change to the bill. Here's some of what you said regarding the tracking at the protest held just before the bill was voted on.
DCTC want to track our movement, our passenger movement, 24 hours a day. We are human beings, we are citizens, and we have right to our privacy. Tell them that. That is why we are here to oppose. We are not opposing improvement. We are not, I'll repeat, we are not opposing modernization of our industry.
That was Haimanot. You were speaking at the protests that were held back-to-back at Freedom Plaza. And then on that not insignificant, we heard Hermias talking earlier, and the taxi phone conference in Amharic's about to start. He mentioned that it's not just about doing what's best for drivers, but what's best for passengers. And this tracking didn't get a lot of media attention. But this is quite serious, that you're going to have credit card information being stored at the same place that tracking information is being stored. And the Taxi Cab Commission was going to get all that in real time. But the Small Business Association put up a major fight on this. You just heard yourself talking about this, and others spoke out. And now there's been some major changes on that front and on several other fronts to this bill.
Yes, Pete, yeah. As I tried to mention earlier, the original bill introduced by Mary Che was, and the final bill, which was passed on July, voted on July 10th, has been made a lot of amendments when it comes to the tracking device. The original bill was just to track us 24 hours. But through a lot of very long and tedious negotiation, that has been amended to be only the drivers to be tracked while they are transporting passengers. And even that information in originally was going to be in a real time transferred to DCTC, but that has been amended. And DCTC is going to get the data only after a 24 hours delay. And even after a 24 hour delay, DCTC is going to get anonymous data, meaning that data is not going to identify which driver, where was how many passengers transport how many passengers per day or anything like that. It's going to be anonymous, and thanks to the amendment introduced by Tommy Wilson that day. So that tracking is a little less worrying than before. It's not that the only thing which was amended. It was requiring, the original bill was requiring each and every driver to bring a wheelchair accessible vehicle. After a lot of explanation to the city councils, they have amended that, and they dropped requiring individual drivers to bring a wheelchair accessible vehicle. Instead, that requirement will be only for the taxi cab companies. It's not only individual drivers, but also taxi cab associations are also exempted from that requirement. Also, with a very important thing which was really removed from the original bill was the criminalizing of the drivers. The original bill was going to criminalize a driver if a driver is found out to be assaulting the hacking inspector. And that carries a penalty of 5 years imprisonment and $10,000 fine. But that has been removed from the bill. And also, fleeing from hack inspectors. Even if the driver don't see the hack inspector and drive around the block, that was considered to be fleeing from hack inspector and punishable by 6 year imprisonment and $1,000 fine. But that the Small Business Association was able to have that removed from the bill also. And there are also other 2, 3, 4 important points which was removed from the bill. So the bill which was originally introduced and the bill which was voted into law on July 10th has this difference.
That's the voice of Haimanot Beziwaihu. Tony Norman, if you have any thoughts, I want to get those. But I also want to take a moment to thank Will Martin, who has done reporting and it was with Occupy DC and still active on a number of issues, and is helping out the Small Business Association, writing the DC Taxi Link. And if you haven't gotten yourself a copy of that, you need to get your hands on that. A lot of good information. I think the next one's scheduled to come out in the coming days. And I also want to thank Mark Taylor. If this show sounds like it's well produced, that's because it is. He engineers it, and I want to give a shout out to Mark Taylor for all the great work that he does. Tony Norman, any quick thoughts you have before we, I think we have one more caller on the line.
Just quickly, that on this Uber thing, we really need to push this Uber being regulated, because this is a very serious, serious situation. In fact, some taxi cab drivers have mentioned to me, some of these drivers with Uber also pick people up off the streets. So they can be a serious competition to independent drivers. They need to be regulated, and we need to look at who's pushing Uber and who's behind this Uber. So that's a very, very serious situation. And also to say that that's why we need programming like this. That's why we need to support WPFW and have an independent media.
We're going to go a couple minutes into beyond 8:30. So let's see if we can get to, I think we just have one more caller. So let's go to that caller now. Welcome to the Taxi Link. Caller, can you hear me? I guess we have lost that caller. So apologies for that. I know we kept folks waiting. Apologies for that. Maybe next week here on the Taxi Link. Let's get final thoughts from Hyman at Busy Wahoo, as well as from Tony Norman. And Tony, directly after the show, will be headed down to 15th and U Streets Northwest. Any driver that wants to, anyone else who wants to come continue the conversation, as well as possibly become a member of WPFW, come meet us at 15th and U. We should be there a little after 9, and we'll stick around till 10:30. It's always good. You get the best information about what's happening with this industry, not from the media, not even from the council members or the commission, but hanging out and talking to drivers. But let's begin. Maybe Tony Norman, get your final thoughts, and then we'll get Hymenauts.
Just to say, the reason we're able to have this type of dialogue is because we have programs like this that we need to get the message out about what's happening with taxicab drivers and other issues. The mainstream media is not doing that. That's why it is imperative that we need independent media stations and programs like this, and we're trying to do that with WPFW. That's why we stress becoming a member of WPFW.
Hyman, I'm going to hold off on having you give your final thoughts. We think we do have a caller on the air, so we want to try and get to them. Welcome to the Taxi Link.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, it's Pete Harmon. I'm with Dominion Cab Drivers and DCPT Drivers Taxi Cab Driver Association. We've joined together. We're all also under the umbrella of SBA. I want to mention a couple of things about the Verifone and the tracking. While it may not be in real time right now, they have that capability. And one of the most fearsome things for us cab drivers is the fact that, like in New York City, they can issue taxi cab violations via the tracking system. And since loitering is considered a violation, it'll get your license revoked. They can do that remotely. If you're driving too slow or you're driving too fast, you can get a ticket through the mail. If you get 5 loitering tickets in 1 year, you get your license revoked. They have other fines and stuff. Basically, I think every driver understands that the Taxi Cab Commission has been out to try to put us out of business. This way they can do it electronically. You will have a hack inspector in the sky looking over your shoulder all the time. Earlier talked about the on-street inspections.
Pete, we're going to have to wrap up, so I appreciate you giving us a call, and a lot of these points I was happy to see you raise last week as well. We're going to head to 15th and U, Tony Norman. Hyman, I'll get your final thoughts and close it out.
Okay, thank you. Regarding the last caller, I think I don't know what information is correct. I mean, that we have to find out. But I don't know how, if they don't, if the bill doesn't if says that you cannot track them 24 hours. I don't know how they can get that information and they can stop us in real time. But we have to find out. If they do that, that is they are violating the law. So it will have a great consequence. But his fear is well taken, but we have to wait and see. But when we talk about the bill, I mean, this bill, which is just passed into law on July 10th, is not perfect. There are a number of things that is a very great concern to us, to the drivers, to the association. But what we have to do, we have to continue to work with the city councils. And this is a bill. This is a law. A law can be amended. If we successfully convince these city council members, they can write a bill to amend this law and can be amended. We have to continue to work on that. Not only that, as soon as we get the final version of the law or the bill, we have to have it analyzed by legal professionals. And if there is anything ground for to bring a lawsuit or to challenge it in court, we'll definitely do that also. And thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you, Hymanot. And I know a lot of drivers, when they hear about lawsuit and lawyer, they, Tony, I want to get one more final thought from you. A lot of drivers, when they hear about lawsuits and lawyers, they think that that's the solution. And I know that there are legal issues here, but my take is that even lawyers and judges are also moved by a movement, by drivers coming out and showing up and standing up for their rights. And when you have more people doing that, then a movement can move council members, it can move a taxi cab commission, it can move a mayor, it can also move the courts. But in absence of a movement, I mean, you're an attorney, but it seems to me it's difficult for working people to get any type of justice anywhere in the government, including in the judicial branch.
That's very correct. That's why it's important that we have programs like this. That's why it's important that we educate the general public, the civic associations, the ANCs, because these are the people that the politicians listen to. If you don't have the money, then they will listen to votes. That's why it's important to get the movement. And believe it or not, even judges listen to movements when it appears in the paper. Judges listen to radio stations. They're also listening. So when you start a movement, every part of the government is listening to that movement. So it does have an impact.
I'm looking forward to heading down to 15th and you. Looking forward to joining with you as Mayor Gray takes time out of his schedule to pitch for WPFW 89.3 FM Thursday at 10 a.m. Again, thank you to Hymanot Biziwayhu, the board member of the Small Business Association. Thanks to my co-host, Tony Norman, ANC Commissioner, Chair of WPFW's Local Station Board. I'm Pete Tucker with thefightback.org. And thanks to Will Martin and to Mark Taylor for engineering tonight's show, which will be posted at thefightback.org. Till next week. Peace. Thank you.